Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bert Show.
Paulette wants to be on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay.
Got herself in some trouble over the weekend.
Oops.
And missed some work and wants some help on how to recover.
Okay.
Paulette, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you today?
Good. I listen to you guys all the time, and now I'm calling for advice.
Okay. You have become one of those people that you've laughed at now for years. So let us.
I know. I recognize that, but I really needed some help, so I decided to call anyway.
Okay. Welcome to the dark side.
Yeah, right. What's going on?
So obviously, I watched the Super Bowl Sunday. My boyfriend and I had a big party at our place. Actually, about like 25, 30 people were there. It was awesome. I grew up in New Orleans. I'm a huge Saints fan, so clearly I celebrated pretty late. So late, in fact, that I did not wake up the next morning for work. I was, you know, I have to be honest, I was super drunk. I totally passed out. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear my alarm. And I woke up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday.
Oh, nice job.
That is a bender right there. Okay.
I know.
What time were you supposed to be in work?
I was so bad. I was so hungover. So I just kind of laid there, and I was so distraught about what to do that I didn't call into work. I didn't do anything.
Nothing. So the whole day goes by, and you never called? You never check in?
No, I know. I didn't. I didn't feel well, and then I was so nervous. I didn't know what to say. I was kind of in bed the whole day. I mean, you know what it's like, right?
Yep, you went large, for sure. Yeah. You did.
Melissa's done that. Didn't you sleep 24 hours straight through a job?
There was a time where I had just moved that weekend and didn't get a lot of sleep, and I was young, and so I was probably had been drinking too. But and I slept to 4 in the afternoon, and I was supposed to be at work at 10.
Damn.
And I walked in, but I went, like I got up, got
at
ready, and went
PM?
At 5 p.m. and everybody was leaving at 5:30, and they were like, "What?" And I said, yeah, "I'm just owning up to it.
Just wanted to make sure that you guys were concerned if you thought I was dead. Really, here I am."
But I asked earlier, what time were you supposed to be there yesterday? I'm just curious.
9 o'clock.
Could you potentially fake it like you thought you had the day off? Like,
well,
since you haven't called at all?
I need your advice now, because that's what I don't know what to do for today. Because I've been thinking up some plans in my mind, and I'm not sure which one to do. The first one is that I can, like, obviously just totally fess up and explain to my boss what happened.
No.
Or I could pretend like I had no idea, like, I don't know, maybe I thought it was President's Day today, like yesterday.
No.
And I got the weeks mixed up.
Everybody knows it was Super Bowl.
Your boss already knows.
And tell my boss that he'd actually signed a vacation form like a month ago, and maybe he won't know.
I'd vote for the President's Day idea.
What?
President's Day is a week from today, yesterday. It's 1 week off.
You thought it was President's Day?
So go in today, like...
I would never buy that if I was the boss.
Do you get President's Day off?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Do you get President's Day off?
Yeah. Damn.
We did, but like, what if I just pretend that I like play dumb and say I got the weeks mixed up?
No, you can't do that, because what you're going to do, what you want to avoid is an excuse that really sort of, makes him lose or her lose respect. You know, like, I have this idiot working for me. And the President's Day one, I think, would do that. If I'm the boss, I'm like, you're an idiot.
If you had gone out on a bender at any other time of year, then maybe. But I don't. Everybody knows it was Super Bowl, and there's so many people that didn't make it in the next morning. So I don't see. I mean, I don't know why you can't just tell the truth.
404-741-Q100. Except we're not in the real world. You know, it's like with us, we could probably get away with it. You know. But in the real, we don't operate. Well, like, if you're a banker or something, you can't do that.
I guess I'm going on what you just said, Bert, because I feel like you're going to insult your boss if you come up with an excuse when the boss knows. Well,
Super
you know
Bowl
what?
Is Sunday.
Because if you walked around Friday talking about how you're from New Orleans and you want them to win and you made a big deal about the Super Bowl, then I think people know where you are.
I'd be pissed. So if I'm the boss and you come in and you're like, I got too drunk.
I've only been there 3 months, which is like part of the problem. And I sit in a cubicle by myself. So like, for all I know, there's like a tiny chance I didn't even realize I wasn't there.
Well,
and nobody called you during the day either?
No. I mean, I work in customer service. It's not like I'm part of a critical team, you know?
It certainly is making you probably feel less than essential personnel. If you go an entire day and nobody calls, nobody at all.
Yeah. Yep.
Well aware.
Right?
What if you went in and you still make it your fault if they call you out on the mistake, but that you say you thought you turned in a vacation form for Monday? You're like, I'm a huge Saints fan. Y'all know I'm a huge Saints fan. I thought I turned in a vacation form. Did I not? And then if they bust you for not turning in a vacation form, you're still taking the blame on yourself and saying, you know what? I am so sorry. I really thought that I had turned that in. I checked it off my list. Whatever
like
it is
idea.
You got to do. Because you're still owning it, that it's your fault, but you're not, you know what I'm saying? You're not going full
but
disclosure
you could,
on the getting hammered and forgetting to get to work thing.
You could even go above and beyond that and fill out a form like as soon as you get in the minute you get there, walk into your boss's office and go, oh my God, I filled this out last week and I walked in
and it was sitting
on my desk.
Well, it's almost the same. It's almost if you go in like that prepared, it almost seems like a lie. Like you said, you don't know. Part of me is curious about you just going in and not doing anything yet until you get called out. And like Jen said, because if you don't think anybody noticed you were gone,
then
I think if you go in and nobody says anything,
then you're clear.
I mean, it might make you feel bad about your job, but I mean, at least you're not in trouble.
Hey, Sam, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. That's awesome. I love you guys.
Thanks for calling, man.
Family emergency. If her family is Saints fans, one of her family members partied too hard and had to go into the hospital, and she had to go be with them and didn't have any time to call.
You still make a phone call.
Yeah, the problem with that is you should still check in, even if it's whatever. And
Wendy made a good point.
Yeah, that's bad karma, because then you're wishing that to happen to a family member.
Yeah.
Don't use that.
I think the best one so far is Jen's idea.
Mm-hmm, agreed.
Thought I turned in the vacation request because I knew I'd be out.
Right.
Hey, Dan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yo, what's going on? Just want to say I love you guys. You guys rock.
Thank you, sir.
Love you too, darling.
All right. Well, you know, she could go either way with this. I mean, but it really depends on her boss. How is her boss? Is he like, you know, one of those sticklers where he's like hardcore if she's like 2 minutes late? Or is he like, well, you know, just make it up later or whatever? You know, like, what kind of a boss is... You know,
is this guy real old school, conservative, by the book dude?
Somewhere in between, I think. You know, I've only been there 3 months, so I haven't had to address any of these issues with him yet. But I mean, he doesn't. You know, we're supposed to be there at 9:00. He doesn't come till 9:30. You know, he leaves exactly at 5:00. So it's not like he's above and beyond type of boss. But you know, I've never had a run-in with him, so I don't know how he'll react. Because I've only been there 3 months.
Are you at work right now?
You know, I'm on my way right now.
Oh,
I'm in the car. I should be
there.
Are you
going to be?
So you're going to have the late thing going for you.
Late today.
Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
9:30. So it's okay if I'm a minute or two late. You know, there's so much traffic here.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey, Paulette here. Just didn't show up to work yesterday because she got too drunk at her Super Bowl party, passed out, and didn't wake up till 1:00. So she had, and nobody called her. So what does she do when she gets into the office today?
Yeah, what I think is it kind of depends on what her boss thinks, but I'm a boss too. I had an employee who actually called out yesterday, and I would have appreciated, he called out sick, but, you know, I definitely think he was probably hungover from partying for the Super Bowl, and I would have appreciated if he had just called and said, hey, you know what, I'm hungover from the Super Bowl, and rather than telling me he was sick, because I really just didn't believe that. So, and I'm the kind of boss that would have understood that instead of some far-fetched lie. So if her boss is understanding at all, then, you know, I would have appreciated the truth.
The problem is we don't know anything about this guy. She has very little reaction or interaction with him.
Because she's new.
So we don't know how he or she is going to react. So I like the, I thought I put in the vacation request idea.
It's especially
yeah,
if
because
you're,
then
you
you're
get ahead
still
of it.
Owning the mistake, but it's not as bad as what it would typically
and
be.
And then you just say, look, just, you know, obviously I'll take it as a vacation day. I thought that's what I was doing. My bad.
Don't you agree, though? Only if she's asked.
Only if she's asked.
I think yes. You go in and just, I don't think
head
you volunteer
down.
Anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you don't think it could be a situation where her boss is waiting to see how she's going to handle it?
No. See, if he's okay. mad, he'll approach her.
Because right. even when I slept in that day, they were trying to call me. Like, the fact that nobody tried to call you, I don't know if anybody knows.
Maybe they thought you had it scheduled.
Yeah.
They may not even know that you're an employee. Today you'll find that out.
If your key card doesn't work walking in the building, then you know they found out and they were pretty upset.
You go upstairs and your area's just cleaned out.
Yeah,
wait a minute,
exactly.
Pictures of another family on your desk? What?
And a box with a plant in it that you're supposed to take with you because I don't know why everybody
There's
thinks
they always
get
a plant.
Plant
in the box.
Hey, Paula, will you do us a favor and at least email us later on today and let us know how it went so we can follow up with you tomorrow?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Good luck.
Try to get there on time as possible.
All right, bye-bye.
It's the Burt Show.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.